From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish authorities say they are close to identifying the gunman being sought in connection with the New Year's attack on an Istanbul nightclub. Turkey's Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmus told reporters Monday, militants are trying to tell Turkey that they will be a problem in the new year. He said authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman. He said eight people have been detained in connection with the assault that left 39 people dead. Iraqi officials say at least 30 people were killed and about 25 wounded Monday when a suicide bomber blew up a truck at a market in Baghdad. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility.
Il est en effet très important.
French President François Hollande told French soldiers in Iraq that their efforts are preventing terrorist attacks in their home country. After beginning his one-day trip to the region Monday with a visit to French troops, Mr. Hollande met with top Iraqi officials. He vowed that the Islamic State will soon be beaten. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will deliver a farewell address next week. In his speech January 10th in Chicago, Mr. Obama will outline what he sees as his successes during his two terms as president. He also plans to offer his thoughts on where the country heads as a new administration prepares to take over. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is tamping down expectations that President-elect Donald Trump will soon disclose new information about U.S. government allegations of Russia hacking during the recent election. Spicer said Trump will talk about where he thinks things stand, but will not reveal any privileged or classified information on the matter. This is VOA News.